Okay, we're in Tei Dalet, Halach Yud Beis, starting Yud Beis. Mechab says like this, Merkachas Shenofu Tuchin Amol, you had some kind of a, like a jam or a jelly, that into it fell bugs, ants, V'avrole Am Yud Beis Chodesh, and then it lasted, it was there for 12 months. So usually the din is that if a bug is 12 months old, the bug is mutter. It's dead and it dries out, it's mutter. But so here, but what happened is it fell into the jelly, so yesh lehistapik behem to suffer with the mutter mipnei advash darker lahamid hadvarm hanitmonim b'sochay. Honey has a property; it means is any sweet thick syrup like this kind of jelly has a property of preserving things, and since it preserves it, so maybe the bug that's 12 months old didn't become mutter just because it got preserved in it. The implication being that therefore it does not become mutter if it sits there for 12 months. And the mechaber is talking about a whole bug. Shach points out, so that when there's a whole bug fell into it, Machab uses that word, a nemolim fell into it, like whole bugs fell into it. The Shach says it wouldn't be true if partial bugs fell into it. That's going to come later, but that's, and so it's true. If you had a whole bug, it would fall into your jelly. If you have to be 12 months old, it wouldn't be mutter. It's not such a practical case for us. I mean, it's the din, but it's not such a practical case for us. A more modern example for us of the same idea is if you had a frozen vegetable that you knew had a bug inside of it. So freezing also preserves things, just like these kind of jellies and honey would do to it. So we would say the same thing if you had frozen herbs. We could talk about herbs. If you have frozen herbs, they take the herbs, they cut them up, they put them into the freezer. If there's a bug inside of it, then the bug is preserved. So the fact that it's 12 months old is not going to make it mutter.
Doesn't freezing itself dry it out though? Doesn't the act of freezing dry things make things drier?
I don't know if it does or doesn't, but doesn't make it dry to the point that it has this kind of quality of being 12 months old. It's not, we can't say that it goes that far. I mean, if it dries out a certain amount, dries like makes your food not as moist, but not dried out completely.
It's all the liquid, huh?
But then you defrost it, you eat it. So what's it's not dried out. So, but I'm just before we go on, we're talking about this halacha is talking about that you had you knew. A bug is in there. Okay, the mechaber is in the kachas shenafu toichin amal. We knew that bugs, the ants fell into it. That is to say, we had before in halacha test. We talk about what happens if you only have a suffix if there's a bug inside of it, which is what most of our cases are. Then there might have been struggling to be more makel. Nothing to do with it being 12 months old, just because of the fact that there was only a suffix or there was a bug in there and it was frozen. We had talked about that in halacha test. But our Shulchan is talking about where we knew there were bugs inside of it. That's what the Shaila is. Not that there was a suffix, we knew there were bugs in there. The Shaila is just maybe is it 12 months old. Does that make it mutter? So the Mechab is saying that the honey or the jelly would preserve it, and we would say the same thing for frozen, that the freezing would preserve it, and we would not make it mutter just because it was frozen.
Maybe rehydrate a bug that was dried.
Okay, when you dried it out,
yeah.
You removed the moisture from it, and
right.
It's completely dried out.
Right.
As opposed to if you freeze it, so you froze the moisture in there, and when you defrost it, it's back the way it was.
That's not preserving, it's not saying it's a...
No, preserving in the sense that... No, what I mean is that...
So when you preserve over 12 it, stays in the same state. Here, you are changing the composition of the...
Okay, let's say it the other way. It's not decomposing by sitting in the freezer, as opposed to when it sits for 12 months. It's whatever the effects are that it has on it, it's getting worse and worse. Okay, that's what I think. I'm not sure. That's what I think there is. Okay, so let's move on. This is the last time, if I remember, the Mechaber is going to talk about the din of 12 months. We had it a few times. It was marumas in different places. So we'll talk about a different child that there is about things that are 12 months old, which is very related to this question. Okay, there's four ways that people use herbs. Okay, we're going to talk about herbs, because that's what I was mentioning before. Four ways that people could use herbs. Fresh, okay, if you go into fruits...
What's the definition of herb?
An herb is a little thing, grass-like thing that tastes good. Okay, like parsley,
or
oregano, what?
Or bed.
Well, it has a taste to it. It has a strong taste to it. It's a little leafy thing that grows in the ground that has a strong taste to it.
Is this actually herb and a spice?
That's a good question. It's not for me. Okay, I don't know if there's probably technically a difference. Okay, but when we think of let me succinct you. I'm talking about the leafy items. Okay, because that's the ones that have the bugs in it. The little grainy kind of things that look like little chunks of pieces. Those don't have as many bugs in it. Not the real shiloh. parsley and thyme and sage and rosemary, all those kind of things that are more leafy, those are buggy kinds of things also. So there's four ways that people use them. Use them fresh. Okay, you walk into city fresh and you buy a head of whatever it is. And remember we even talked about once about the way the person take and you bang on the table and the bugs come running out. Okay, they have bugs in them. For sure, if you get, you know, worse ones, they have bugs in them. So that's one way people use it fresh. Or you could use it frozen. Okay, frozen is not much used on a retail level, a certain amount. You could buy frozen. It's real, but it's used commercially considerably. A considerable amount of it is used commercially. If you want to make a pasta sauce, you want to put into it oregano into it, you would put in frozen oregano. It has much more of the taste than a dried oregano, which we'll come into in a second. So you put in frozen. You buy 50-pound bags of the stuff of frozen herbs.
Why do you freeze it?
Why don't they do it fresh? Oh, because it'll spoil. It'll spoil.
There's no myelin freezing.
No, the myelin is that the pasta company located in downtown Chicago can't buy that much parsley. And they can't process it. They can't deal with it. They just buy frozen. It's just a way for the practically they need to have it not fresh.
In other words, if it would just stay well, they would just take it fresh.
Sure, they would take it, but they have no way to deal with it. They can't cut off the stems and cut it up into little pieces. They just need product that they could use. But commercially, it's very common to use frozen.
That's this is really common. They make little frozen.
There is such a thing for retail. There is a certain amount. It's not very common. People who use that are making people who want to make dishes that have a lot of something in it. Something called pasta pesto and pesto pasta. I forgot which one's called. And it has loads and loads of, I forgot which herb in it, maybe
basil.
Loads of it in it. So people want that. They can either chop up a lot of fresh or they could buy the frozen. Different people use it, but basically it's more used commercially. We just talked about frozen, but the frozen bug-wise is not any better off. Doesn't change because it was frozen. The 12 months is not. Most of us use herbs that are dehydrated. Okay, that when you know it's dehydrated, sitting in your pantry in a little jar, okay, and you pour it out and it comes out as a dry flake, okay, that's a dehydrated herb. That's what we're going to talk about now. And the last thing we're going to talk about next time, Ritz Hashem, is freeze-dried herbs. Okay, freeze-dried herbs are, most of us are not going to have that in our pantries. They're much more expensive than regular dehydrated herbs. They're much more sophisticated. They're used in industry also because they keep a lot of the properties of the original herb better than the dehydrated ones. we don't see that so much at home. That's, again, a more commercial item. But what we have, most of us use in our houses, are dehydrated herbs. Okay, you shake parsley into your soup, that's dehydrated parsley. Unless you use them fresh. Okay, so people use fresh at home, or people use dehydrated. But mostly, if you open up your pantry, you're looking at dehydrated herbs. Okay, so what does that mean? The common way that they do it, here in the United States, the common way to do it is, basically, is you take the herbs, put them onto a tray. We're simplifying this. You stick it into an oven, come back an hour later, and you take it out. And now you have a dehydrated herb. Okay? Jesse and I saw this when we went to watch the place making paprika, which is... you there also. Okay, we went to watch them making paprika. Paprika's not an herb, but it's the same idea. Take it, put it onto a tray, stick it into a hot area, into an oven, pull it out on the other side, and it's ready to go. Okay? It dries it out. That's what you have to do.
And it won't spoil one of those.
Well, once... it doesn't spoil for the technicality of it. Once you get rid of the moisture, bacteria need to have a certain moisture content to thrive. Get rid of the moisture, they don't thrive, and it'll last forever. It'll last for a long time. Okay. So, cautious-wise, other than the bugs, it's not much of a shiloh cautious-wise, because these machineries, it's very simple, very low-tech, and it's used, a guy has it to make his herb. He grows these 5 things or these 10 things, and that's what he does it for. It's not common to do trace things on there. And they don't have much of a kosher shiloh, but our shiloh is the insects of it. Okay, does what we just described, does that dehydration process do anything for the insects in there? And as I start, I'm just going to tell you, a lot of what I'm going to say now, and even some of next time, is from a tshuva from Rabbi Gissinger from many, many years ago. Really a very fundamental tshuva on this whole shiloh. So a lot of what I'm going to say, you're going to hear.
What exactly is the question?
So the shiloh is, we know that if a bug sits for 12 months and it dries out, it dries out and it becomes mutter. What happens if in 12 minutes I'm able to dry it out the same way that it dried out in 12 months? I stick it in the oven, in 12 minutes, okay, an hour later it comes out of the other side of the oven and it's dried out. So is that mutter also? Did the bug, and I don't care if the herb got dried out, I care if the bug get dried out, I'm doing seemingly as much as would have happened if it sat out for 12 months. So did what I do have the same effect, and can my bug become mutter just because it went through the oven, even though it didn't sit up for 12 months? The bug was alive 3 minutes ago.
Where does the 12 months come from?
12 months is a gemara. That if it sits for 12 months, the bug becomes mutter. So the shiloh, that's because it dries out. So the shayla is, well, what happens if I mechanically dry it out? I don't dry it out by the sun, I dry it out mechanically. Okay, so the... what's the reason to think
that... There's something about 12 months... No, sorry. There's something about 12 months that's more than 6 months. I mean, it was about the 12 month... The year mark.
So why is it...
What about 8 months? Like, is it... Should depend on the bug. Is there something specific about the year that you
question.
Might think it's not?
I don't think that it depends. It's a year per se, because you're even some person will hold that it's 6 months after the bug dies. I don't think it's in the... But person will hold that it's 6 months because it'll die within 6 months, and then 6 months later it'll be dried out. So it's not a year per se. Okay? There's such a shita, but it's just a judgment. I don't know where the Gemara is getting it from, that after that much time, it's dried out. So the question is, can we say it's the same dried out just by doing it, sticking it into the oven? Can I get the same benefit out of it? Okay. But I don't know, how does the Gemara know that 12 months? And like you said, why isn't it different for different bugs? They may have to do it next time, but why isn't it different for different bugs? I mean, there's a whole range of bugs, right? So some bugs and other bugs, you think they would take a different amount of time. Okay, I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara says. So, now.
Are there different shittas regarding Benjamin, it seems to me? Is it 24 hours, or is it from 11 p.m. till 1 p.m. could also be.
Are you mixing
up? Lena Slyla. It's a Shabbat Lena Slyla, but what's it?
You're bringing it because 20
there, well, here's, okay. There is such a sheet that Lena Slyla is enough. What's the connection to this?
No, I'm just saying it's like this 1 year.
It means like a full unit. You're saying it's either maybe.
From Chav Kislev to Chav Kislev the next year?
Oh.
Does it mean, or could it mean, from the end of, from Elul until Cheshvan?
Okay. So you should know, I'm not sure if this is exactly what you mean, but I didn't want to talk about this, but the Daka Chuva has a whole pile of shaylos. What happens if it's an Ibayar? You have to wait an extra month. What happens if it's a whole bunch of shaylos like this? So how do you calculate the 12 months? All kinds of pratim within calculating the 12 months. So that shayla, all those shaylos are negated to, we're skipping to the end now, okay, but that shaylos negated really, that there are some hashgachos, one in particular that I'm aware of, that holds that the insects have to be really 12 months, so they would have to know all these details. What happens if it's an Ibayar? You know, we harvest it in summer. Does it go until the next summer? Do we have to wait 12 months or 13 months? And all kinds of detailed shayla like that. Okay, but let's continue. The Gemara says, if you have a wine barrel, and what happens is on the side of the barrel, after you empty the barrel, or even while the barrel's in there, the skins collect on the side and forms like a, it leaves pieces on the side, and those dry out. So the Gemara says, if you have a grape, those skins that are there, that are left on the side, after 12 months you're allowed to eat them. Okay, we're familiar with it. For us, it's relevant to us, the tartaric acid. Okay, that's a shayla. That stuff that's on the side there, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that stuff is made into tartaric acid. So Tosfos says, just like, if it sits for 12 months, it becomes mutter. So too, if you stick the barrel into the oven, or you scrape the piece off and stick it into the oven, and you let it sit there for 12, and you sit there till it dries out, so it's mutter. It's mutter when it's on the side of the barrel because it dried out. So too, if you dry it out by sticking it into the oven, just as good. Doesn't make the same thing.
It's said by them 12 months also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gemara says bugs and these wine barrels 12 months. And Tosfos says, who at the end, if you stick it into the oven, does the same trick. Same thing, dry it out in the oven, gets it just as dry. So I said, that's just as much. So the Chochmas Adam, the Binus Adam, says that just like Tosfos says it about the grapes, the same thing is about bugs also. Tosfos is like so posh with them. He says, well, just like you dry it out in the oven, it's the same as 12 months. So he says bugs is the same thing. So the Chochmas Adam says, therefore, if you dry out a bug for 12 months, it's mutter. I'm sorry. If you dry it out in an oven, it's mutter. Okay. So the Daki Tshuva over here brings a couple of people who disagree with the Chacham Salim, and many who agree with him. Okay, all kinds of names, not important names. So Rabbi Gissinger explains what's going on as follows. He says, the question over here is, what makes a bug mutter after it sits for 12 months? He says, the Achronim who are machmir about the mechanically dried bugs, all say that what makes a bug mutter after 12 months is that the bug starts to fall apart. If that much time it falls apart, and therefore it's not a barrier, and since it's not a barrier, therefore whatever it's mixed into, it'll be mutter, because it won't be a barrier, it'll be bottle. While it was whole, it couldn't be bottle. After 12 months, the pieces start to fall off, and therefore it's not a barrier. So Ray Gissinger says, the others hold, and he brings Raya from Rishonim, that what happens after 12 months is not that it falls apart, not that it becomes not, I'm sorry, I'm running back a second. They say, and therefore, by drying out for 12 months, it falls apart. But who said if you dried it in an oven, that has the same effect? Drying in an oven makes it dry, but this property that it starts falling apart, and let's say legs will fall off, who said that happens if you stick
it in the says, take a look and see.
This is what the Achronim, who argue on the other side, say, just that, what's the difference? What's the, what, drying it out, the point is not to get it dry, the point is to get the pieces to fall off, the parts
take
to fall apart.
See
whether it would happen or not.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fair question. I'm not sure the answer. Rabbi Gissinger comes from a different side. Rabbi Gissinger says, he says, if you look in the Rishonim, but you'll see that that's not true. The Rishonim say that what happens after 12 months is not that the pieces fall apart, but that the bug gets so dry that it becomes like a piece of dirt. Comes like an eitz ba'alma. They have all different kinds of words like that to describe. Something becomes so beyond food that it's so dried out, it's not in the food category anymore.
Like
we say it's not edible. We say it's not it's not a food anymore. So he says, and therefore, if that's the point, is that it gets so dry that it's not like food, then the drying really is the point. It's not a matter of needing to fall apart. We just need to get dry. So Rabbi Gissinger said, if these achronim would have seen those Rishonim that he's quoting, that explain that the reason is because it gets dried out, it's like a eitz ba'alma. If you read the Tshuva, you'll see how they're quoting some people who are quoting the real sources, and he tells you close up the real sources, and you see what they're saying. Okay, so he's convinced, and in fact, that's what's accepted, that mechanically dried insects are going to be motorosa. Okay, the mechanically dried is, like the Chosam says, is just as good as, the mechanically dried is just as good as 12 months old dried. So another, like I'm going to throw in, that another, I don't remember from this, he just does talk, you know, actually he talks about this, is that another reason to think that Rabbi Gissinger is right, that the reason why it's mutter is because it disintegrates, it becomes inedible, that's a better word, it's inedible, is because the din of drying out is not only a din by bugs. Okay, the din of berries is only a din for bugs. But the din of drying out, the simplest, right, is, what's the case that we're talking about? What's the case that the Tosis is talking about?
Wine.
Is wine. Wine is not a barrier. Wine, you can't say doing the wine after 12 months it becomes not a barrier. What are you talking about? It becomes not a barrier. After 12 months, the barrier doesn't apply to it. There are other cases. The Ramah says, if you have Or HaKeva, okay, you dry out a animal stomach, then you can use it to make cheese with it. Okay, well, what does that drying out have to do with barriers? It's a matter of saying that at a certain point it gets so dry that it becomes not a food anymore, becomes not an issue anymore. Or there's another case, the Shach brings in Kufi Tal, that Nevela can get dried out to the point that it's also become so dried out that it becomes motorosa. So again, those walls tell us.
Any way to tell? Any way to level of dryness or anything to test to see if something like that?
If what?
By farms. Is there any?
So it's interesting. When the Shaila. So if I'm going to skip, I'm going to digress for a second to answer your question. When this question we're talking about, whether mechanically dried is mutter, is the question for. Tartaric acid, as I mentioned. Nowadays they don't wait for them to dry it for 12 months. They take the stuff off the side of the barrel, or they take just peels and they stick it into an oven and dry it out, and they make tartaric acid. So, and most of the American shkachos are mako, so they have tartaric acid, even from trade farm is kosher. To which Rybelski described what Yossi is saying, which is, he said, is go to a company and tell them, let's look at dried out Einstein, the stuff that gets stuck on the side of the barrel, see the level of moisture that it's at, and make sure that you dry out the tartaric acid to that same moisture level. Okay, in other words, nowadays, a QA person would measure that it's dried out by moisture level. So he said, make sure that the tartaric acid is as dry to that same moisture level, which it is. Okay, so that's a way of measuring, is it as dry? So I don't know what they used to do 100 years ago, but for us, we have this thing called moisture level. We can measure this moisture. When it gets on a certain level, then that's the same dry as that was.
Can you say that by... There's two issues, there's Tom and then there's Birya.
Okay.
And then, so if you're dealing with things of Tom, like the tartaric acid or the Orikeva, so those more than Tom, so then 12 months is good enough for that. But then, for the bug, you also have a Birya, so they can say, there's still an issue of the bug being a Birya, even if it's not an issue of Tom.
Wait, but if the bug is not Usher anymore, why do I care if it's a Birya? Birya's only Usher if it's a barrier of Isser. If it's a barrier of Heter, that wouldn't be a problem. A barrier of wood, it's not a problem.
I mean, a Birya's not only an Indian of Tom. So,
there's
two different issues.
You're saying it's maybe...
Up until 12 months, it's an issue of Tom, plus Barry, and then after 12 months, granted, there's no more Tom, because it's
very... Do you mean to say is that maybe since it has a chashivus of being whole, even though it doesn't have taste for other Yisurim,
right,
maybe it has a special chumras. If it's a whole thing, it could hold on to its Isser for longer.
You're saying you need both.
Right, I'm saying, in other words, that since it's a barrier, since the barrier has an extra chashivas to it, it's harder to lose its status than another thing does. Okay, I can hear that. You could hear that. He's not saying that. But you could potentially hear that. You could explain the Achron Vopi Machmer, who, when they say that it has to be fall apart, they mean is, even though it's dried out, it has to be dried out and not be buried anymore. Okay, that's possible.
Anyway, so you
were
saying you could test by the grape. You test by the
buds.
Was there anybody attempt?
So what the problem is going to be is that in order to test this with the grapes, it's easy to test it because we take the stuff on the side of a barrel and see how long it's been 12. No. We have samples in front of us. For a bug, what we have to do is we'd have to catch some cockroaches, okay, and leave them on our shelf for 12 months. That's what you have to do. I mean, I actually have one from the Masorah thing. They gave me a grasshopper. So after 12 months, we have to take out the grasshopper after 12 months and say, okay, what's the moisture level of the grasshopper now? And then measure it against the dehydration. So I guess we could do that. Okay. You'll hear about tests next time, other tests having to do with
it. The kosher grasshopper's really going to dry out like
that. Okay, I don't know. Somehow I doubt that. Okay, so I'm going to digress now for something. Really, what we're about to talk about is really for the last halacha in the siman, at the end of the siman pei tal. Mr. Jim, we're going to talk about it then, but we're going to talk about one part of it that has to do it now. The chacham son is a question himself. The mechaber in the last halacha says that if you have a sheret sarav, you have a burnt bug, so the din is a choyler is allowed to eat that bug. Okay, and the implication is that it's only mutter for a choyler to eat it. Okay, we're going to talk about it in Mitzvah Shem when we get to Leith Halacha Yudzayin about carmine, whether carmine is or is not mutter. That has to do with that question. So the Ramah makes and implies that it's only mutter for a chayla to eat it. Now, the Chacham says that there are people who say that it's mutter for everybody. He doesn't accept that. He doesn't think that's correct. He thinks it's only mutter for a chayla. So his question is like this. You have a sheret saruf, a burnt bug. Okay, a burnt bug is at least as dry as a mechanically dried bug. But a winter mechanically dry bug, you took the thing, put it into the oven for an hour, and it got dried out. He says, Sheret Sarov is even more dried out. It's burnt. Okay, the thing is burnt. So if it's burnt, I just told you that after mechanically drying it, it becomes mutter. How come the din over there says that when it's burnt, it's only mutter for a choyler? Why isn't it mutter for everybody? I just told you that mechanically dried is just as good as 12 months. So 12 months, the Gemara says it's mutter, completely mutter. So what's going on that the Sheret Sarov is only mutter for a choyler? He asks the question himself.
Where
does it say about Sheret Sarov? The last halach in our siman. Halach Yudzayin. The Ramah brings, you have a Sheret Sarov, it's mutter for a choyler. It's brought again later.
Is that even talking about a mouse?
What?
Is that even talking about a mouse?
Is that even talking about a mouse?
Yeah, Sheret. I
don't know, but let's say it is, what would be the difference? The point is, I don't know if a mouse after 12 months would be mutter, but if the Chacham Sanan is saying that dried, mechanically dried out has the same effect, when you mechanically dry it out, you've made it mutter, so then if you did it to a horse also, what's the difference? Yeah, whatever it is.
There's a major difference, because okay, if you ever barbecue, you can see if you burn something many times from the outside, it's burnt, and you dig deeper, and there's moisture and everything, there's meat over there.
Okay, it wouldn't be mutter for
then it wouldn't be mutter for her, right. And then if you're talking about that it's so big that the inside is still edible, that wouldn't be mutter for her. So when we talk over there, burnt means burnt, like for real, it's like really burnt up. And the implication, I think, is that if we're talking about a little bug, not like a mouse, but maybe, I don't know. But again, it would have to be burnt all the way. So this is the Chacham Sanan question on himself. So he says, the nafkamin is like this. In Halacha Yudzayin, think about what's going on here. We're talking about a choyla. So the choyla is eating the sheret sarov because he thinks that it's good for him. Obviously, for some kind of medicinal purpose. So the person there wants to eat the sherets. So if you want to eat the sherets, that's achshavei. And therefore, midrabanan, we do achshavei, it's as if you consider it is edible. Even though for the general population it would be not edible, you're showing that it is edible. So now that he did, in our case, the guy's not trying to eat the bug. The guy's trying to eat his herbs. Okay, he's trying to make soup. The fact that there's a bug in there is an incidental thing. Well, actually, it doesn't apply when things are by mistake. Actually, it means that you consciously wanted to do it. You didn't want to eat the bug. You wanted to eat the herbs. The bugs are falling by mistake. So that's why over here it's mutter. Over here it's mutter to eat the bugs. And over there it's arsa near. The person's trying to eat it. So only the chayla is allowed to do this. It's a rashi. It's nisra. The chayla is allowed to do it. Pesa. Now, before we go on, I have to just tell you that the Chacham Sofer brings a Chacham Tzvi, and Rabbi Gissinger brings others who say that there's no achshave for something that's completely burnt to the point that it's ashes. Okay? That there's no such achshave. So that's a question whether achshave applies when something is there a point that you're beyond which there's no achshave, even achshave doesn't apply. So they who say that there's no achshave when it's totally burnt to a crisp couldn't answer this question. They couldn't use this answer to the Chacham Sofer saying, and they would therefore argue on him.
Okay. But what's your swar? Why there is no achshave?
The question is whether does it come a point? Is it that achshave is achshave that I consider edible? Maybe that only applies to a certain level of inedible. When it gets beyond a certain point,
does it have to do then with denatured alcohol? Like which person is going to drink that? That would be the same.
Maybe
thing then.
Maybe it's connected to that. That's possible. I'm not sure. That would probably be like in this middle category that everyone would agree to such an achshave. The question is there a point that gets so beyond edibility that it's...
Nature is pretty beyond okay. It. It's like the homeless or someone would drink it.
Okay, so, Fred Shlomo Kluger, he says, wait a second. Chacham Sofer said that the reason why in Halacha Yudzayin the dried up bugs are mutter, or usher, is because you wanted to eat them. You were trying to eat it, and that's why it's actually now to eat it. He says, you make a mistake over here. He says, how did the Chacham Sofer know that you allowed that mechanically dried bugs are mutter? Where did he get that from? That came from Tosis. Tosis was talking about dried out wine. What's the din by the dried out wine? That the Gemara says you're allowed to eat it. You could eat it, like, you know, with a spoon, you could eat it. So, like, we use tartaric acid. We don't use tartaric acid by mistake. Yeah, we want to put it. It goes into foods. It's used as a food ingredient. So if we're using because we want to use it. So the Chacham Sofer is saying is that our dinner mechanically dried as mutter is only when you have it by mistake. When you're trying to eat it, when you want to eat the food, then it's not mutter. And that's halacha yitzayin. He says, but your whole makar is from a case where it says you're allowed to eat it if you want to eat it. So you're telling me that mechanically dried is mutter. So the Rosh Lam Kluger says it's a raya that mechanically dried is not mutter. The difference in our case and Alachi Yitzayin is that Alachi Yitzayin, it was dried up by a fire. That doesn't count. 12 months old, it becomes mutter. Drying something out with a fire does not make it mutter. Okay, drying something out with a fire does not do the trick, and that's why in Alachi Yitzayin, it's also tita. It's shared turf, but someone dried it out mechanically. He says, so you're saying to me the chiluk is whether you wanted to or you didn't want to eat it. The whole case that you brought your raya from is the case where you wanted to eat it. So what kind of thing is it? So, it's a good question. But presumably, the Chacham doesn't talk about this. Presumably his answer would say, I told you when Tosis says that dried out with a fire is mutter, Tosis doesn't bring rayas and... prove, okay, he didn't talk about it, it's like posh, it's like obvious that when the Gemara said dried, fire is just as good. The way Tosis makes it, it's as if when the Gemara said 12 months old was just one example. It was posh that being dried out is just, by a fire is just as good. It wasn't it was just like an obvious thing. If that's true, then the Chacham Sofer, he's not being a riot really from that case. He's just saying that it's just a pashtus. That after being 12 months old, that after being dried out is the same as if it's 12 months old. I'm not clear how he's going to answer the question. Why Taka is the... I'm not sure he's going to answer the question, but why Taka isn't the... Oh, okay. I have a possibility. He could possibly answer the question and say that the reason why the grapes are mutter to eat l'chatchila is a special kula in Hilchos Tam Yayin. It's a special kula in Hilchos Tam Yayin, which is, I'm going to give you an example now. You know that when wine is diluted into 6 times, it becomes not wine anymore, and the Isser of Tam Yayin falls off. But then what does that tell us? Something that tells us that Tam Yayin has special kulas when it's not wine anymore, all the Isserim fall off. So maybe the reason why in the Gemara you're allowed to eat the wine, the pieces from the wine barrel, is not because when it's burnt there's no achshave. It's because wine has a special rule to it. Once it becomes that burnt, it's not wine anymore. So what were you actually? You showed that you consider it a food. Okay? I consider it a food. But it's not a food that's usher. The whole isher fell off of it. As opposed to the bug. The bug is only mutter because it's not edible. That's what made it mutter because it's not edible. If I showed that I consider it edible, then it is a food. Okay? So the Chacham Sofer would just be seen from Tarsus. That case, it happens to be, it's mutter even to eat l'chatchila. Our case is not, but we're just trying to bring the idea, just like Tyson says, that it's partial, that fire dried out is the same as dried up by air just sitting for 12 months. So that's Hitchin wants to bring that point from it. The point, the case over there, where Tosfos said it, is a case where it's mutl chatchila, but for a side reason. It's mutl chatchila because the whole issur is completely removed once it gets to a certain point. Okay, so we're going to stop here. We have still to do. I didn't fully tell you the truth about something before. We're going to have to get back to one part of this thing that we talked about. One of the very practical applications of this. Very serious questions about that next time. And in Mitzvah Shem to talk about freeze-dry. Okay, that's the other part of it. That's really the more chiddushical part of what Rabbi Gishon just said, is about whether freeze-dried herbs, what the deal is of the bugs for freeze-dried herbs. Mitzvah Shem for next time.